An irons helps you get out back and do something. Get out and cut the grass with mowers from Weed Eater. Several on sale, including this 12-horsepower riding mower for $774. Get out and brighten your home with Dutch Boy paint. Dirt Fighter exterior latex is on sale in three finishes, starting at $12.88 a gallon. Register to win a Subaru Outback now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
There it is. There he is. That's Ray Zamanda, who passed away a few days ago. And he was your pitch man for Menards. He was 91 years old. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about pitchmen the local ones and national ones, the most memorable ones. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran at 6. So, the enthusiastic television pitchman who told viewers that they could save big money at Wisconsin-based home improvement chain Menards has died. He was 91. Ray Zamanda. His son, Charles, says his father died Sunday in home hospice care in Antigo, Wisconsin, of congestive heart failure. Ray Zamanda was featured in advertising for the Eau Claire-based Menards, Inc., starting in 1976 until his retirement in 1998. He was known as the Menards guy. A Milwaukee native and World War II Navy veteran, he founded a broadcasting school where he also narrated recordings of the Bible. Menards said Zamanda's friendly, enthusiastic, and fun-loving personality made a lasting impression on the family-owned company and its customers. So from 1976 to 1998, he was the Menards guy. You remember the Menards guy, Esmeralda? It's been like,
oh, of course,
20 years since he did any of the commercials, but still.
Oh, I totally remember him.
Yeah.
I think they still use them.
They probably do. The
Older ads.
The older ones, yeah. Dan, you remember the Menards guy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think he was showing up. He had to have been showing up at some point, you know, sporadically in that 20 years since he officially retired.
Right, right. Yeah.
So I remember seeing him in, like cartoon version, kind of like they did with the Empire Carpet guy.
The Empire Carpet guy.
They made like a bobblehead and a cartoon of him.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you're a spokesperson or a pitchman for a company and you're very successful at it. You get a bobblehead and an animated version of yourself.
It'd be awesome to be immortalized.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. In bobblehead form. So, who are some of the other famous ones that we would love to talk about here? We all remember spokespeople and pitchmen for companies, and a lot of these, Esmeralda, you know, you're familiar with the infomercials and stuff. A lot of those people became very, very popular.
Ron Popeil.
Ron Popeil of Ronco. He had everything. Ron Popeil.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of kitchen gadgets.
I could watch him dehydrate fruit leather all day.
All day. he's a legendary pitch man. And it was his company, too. This guy from Menards was hired by the company. But this gives Ron Popeil, that was his company. That was his name on the company. But he got he had more than just kitchen gadgets, Ron Popeil. He did all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, pocket fisherman.
Yeah.
That hair in a can.
Hair in a can.
What? It was that spray?
I know, the hair in a can. And there's always, but wait, there's more. And there always is more. Don't you know that, Esmeralda?
Oh, well, yeah, they give you a free gift.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay shipping.
Order now. You get two buckets of Quick and Bright. That was what got me. That's what put me over the top, Esmeralda.
You're like, just one. That's
one.
Not
wait a
enough.
Minute. And then they said, but wait, there's more. You order now within the next 5 minutes, and you'll get a second bucket of Quick and Bright. And then I went, oh, I got to order that.
You're like, that's a deal.
That's a good deal. Get two buckets of Quick and Bright. I can clean up more stains on my carpet. That's so funny that we both ordered Quick and Bright. I think that's absolutely hilarious. It must have been a really good infomercial if we both were you know, inspired to order two buckets of Quick and Bright.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I would see that on all the time. I'm telling you, I convinced my mother to buy it. I was like, this will change our lives.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So clean.
All right. Of course, we have Vince Offer.
Yes.
The ShamWow guy. And Dan, can you find the commercial where he talks about his nuts? It's like the Slap Chop, it's called, or something. It's like if you just Vince Offer Slap Chop, I think it's called. But ShamWow was the big one.
Yes.
And he had like the, you know, the McDonald's drive-through headset on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got busted with a prostitute and cocaine. You remember?
I do.
And his name is Vince Schlamme. Vince Schlamme. So obviously changing his name to Offer was a good decision, especially how it worked out that he was an infomercial guy. And they make you offers. See how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Slap Chop was the product that we're talking about, because it's just him saying, hey, you're going to love my nuts. That's what...
Yeah, I'm making sure, because there's a bunch of remixes and stuff.
I see.
Making sure I find a clean one.
Okay, all right, yeah. Because, of course, there's probably five-minute versions of it.
No, there is one where they had him rapping.
Oh, they have him rapping
I think they auto-tuned whatever he was saying.
His Slap Chop?
Right, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Is this it? Here we go.
Stop having a boring life. Here's a hard-boiled egg. One chop, you add the pickle, you add the green onion. And then what you can do, you can mix things together. You add the ham. You don't have time to make breakfast. You're going to have an exciting life now. Breakfast to go. You're going to love my nuts. Watch this. You can do everything in the cover. It's so easy. One finger.
Yeah. I love that it's like you're going to have a better life.
You'll have so much time to do so much more things.
Why do you have such a boring life? You shouldn't live a boring life. Slap my nuts. I mean, and he was just like, remember he would like do live stuff too in front of audiences, in front of like a crowd?
Yeah. I remember the with the ShamWow.
Yeah.
Poured some soda on a piece of carpet.
And then he would soak it up and then squeeze it out into a bucket to show you exactly how much liquid the ShamWow can absorb. Vince Schlamme. When that Slap Chop thing with his nuts came out, I believe my producer at the time was Andy Herman when that came out. It was like right towards the end of my tenure, my tenure working with Andy Herman. By the way, I called him Dan. I'm kidding. But anyway, he was obsessed with it. And would play that soundbite all the time. You're going to love my nuts.
Hi, it's Vince with Slap Chop. You're going to be in a great mood all day because you're going to be slapping your troubles away, slapping your troubles away, slapping your troubles away. Is it going to be slapping your trouble with a slap chop? Slap
chop, 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 chop.
You're going to love my nuts.
Man, people have a lot of time. They have a lot of free time. You know why? Because they get the Slap Chop.
Making that egg salad real fast.
Yeah, they got so much time they can do 20-minute remixes of the Slap Chop commercial. Sick. Yeah, so yeah, Andy was obsessed with the "You're gonna love my nuts." He was obsessed with that. Now, and Esmeralda, it wouldn't surprise you to know that Andy Herman is responsible for Straight Out of Context. That segment was his idea.
Mm, that makes sense.
His favorite TV show is Three's Company, and you know. So anything that's innuendo related, he just thinks is the funniest things ever. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I think I'm going to sneeze. Hold on a minute. Oh, yeah. That was good. Okay. Hey, welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio here on WGN. And we are talking about pitchmen or spokespersons for products nationally and locally. We lost the Menards guy a few days ago. 91 years old, and we're talking about some of the more special ones. We were talking about Slap Your Nuts, Vince Offer. And of course, Billy Mays. Billy Mays was probably the legend. I mean, he did. You look at, you know, how many things he represented, Esmeralda?
How many?
He had Orange Glow. He had Mighty Putty. He had OxyClean. He had the Samurai Shark. He also had anything that dices and slices and makes julienne fries. And he also had the mini hamburger station. So he was all over the place. Cleaning products, kitchen appliances, grills, everything. Billy Mays. Yeah, he was a legend.
I like that lady who makes the dump cakes.
Oh, yeah. one of our listeners, that's her grandmother.
Really?
Yeah.
She makes dump cakes and dump dinners.
Right, dump everything into one thing and cook it and then eat.
Although I have an issue with that. I think they could have thought of a better name for all these things.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Rather than dump dinners.
The word dump doesn't really... Yeah. You know, I mean, that doesn't inspire a lot of hunger. Like, I don't... When I hear the word dump, I don't go, oh, I'm hungry.
Right. Nice concept, but... Name's a little...
Remember Susan Powder?
Oh, yeah. Stop the Insanity.
Stop the Insanity. She was all over the place in the 90s.
Was that a diet or a workout
tape? It was...
Or both?
I think it was both, and like maybe even like an inspirational set of tapes. Videotapes.
Yeah, I remember that hair.
Yeah. Yeah, she was on all the time, man. Late night TV, she was on all the time. Like I remember early 90s, you couldn't turn on a TV at 2 o'clock in the morning without seeing her.
Yeah. Or that guy with the question marks.
Yeah, the question mark dude. Yeah.
You get all that free stuff.
Hold on a second. What's his name?
He was selling a book, right? With
all the answers. How you can get free money. It was how the government has a bunch of free money that they were going to give you.
Matthew Lesko.
Matthew Lesko. That's him. Matthew Lesko was known as the question mark guy. He says that there is a way to get free money from the government, and apparently it doesn't involve losing your investors' money at all. And wearing suits.
I wonder if anyone bought that book.
Oh, it sold a lot. No, he was everywhere. He was on talk shows.
Yeah,
he was on infomercial. I think he made a lot of money selling books to people who wanted to make money from the government. They just got money sitting there waiting to give you. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God! All right, here's Richard on WGN. Hey, Richard.
Hey, guys, I just love your show.
Thank you.
Okay, I got one that goes way back into the 50s and the 60s, probably maybe the biggest in the country at the time. It was It Takes a Licking and It Keeps on Ticking.
Yeah.
Do you remember who?
John Cameron Swayze.
Excellent, sir, excellent.
Yeah, John Cameron Swayze. And, you know, I want to say he was Swayze's uncle, Patrick Swayze's uncle, but I know they were related. They were related.
That I did not know, but I just remember all those Timex commercials with him in the ocean or the lake.
Oh, yeah.
Him in bathtubs.
And he would do, like, live commercials during, like, game shows and talk shows. They would cut to him, and he would be live in the studio doing those commercials.
Yes, sir, he was.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Richard, that's a good one. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, can you look up John Cameron Swayze and find out what his relation to Patrick is? Because he is related to him.
John Cameron Swayze and the actor brothers Patrick Swayze and Don Swayze were sixth cousins once removed.
Oh, there. Okay. Well, all right. Well, they weren't as close as I thought they were. I thought that I thought he was like an uncle or something, but the sixth cousins twice removed is, I mean, it's still family.
Like me and former athletics outfielder Terrence Long.
There you go. 847 area code. You guys might be too young to remember Harry Schmerler, the singing Ford dealer. Do you guys remember Harry Schmerler?
I do not.
It was a little before me.
Let's hear some. Find some audio on that because you got to hear that. If you've never heard Harry Schmerler would sing at the beginning of every one of his commercials, do his pitch, selling whatever car, pitching the car, and then like sing at the end. And he can't sing. That was one of the things. He was the singing Ford dealer, Harry Schmerler. First of all, the name Schmerler.
Was it Schmerler Autos?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You got it? Here we go. Listen to this.
Rock goodbye, your baby. Hi, I'm Harry Schmerler, your singing Ford dealer. Choose from 200 brand new Fairmonts and Mustangs priced from $49.95. You can buy a brand new equipped Fairmont or Mustang from $49.95 at Schmerler Ford. Choose from over 200 new Fairmonts and Mustangs, all priced from $49.95. With a voice like mine, I've got to give good deals. Schmirler Ford is at Route 83 and Tui in Elk Grove Village.
There you go. He didn't sing at the end of that one, but it was always Rockabye My Baby. That was always a song that he sang, Harry Schmirler. Here's about this one. 815 area code says, hey, Nick, what about that guy Burt Wyman at the Ford dealer? No, that wasn't Burt Wyman. Burt Wyman Ford hired a guy named Lynn Burton. He was not Burt Wyman. Burt Wyman was the name on the dealership. Lynn Burton, L-I-N-N Burton. L-I-N-N is his first name. Lynn Burton. That guy was on TV forever doing car commercials. So, all right, we have to take a break for the news, and we'll come back and talk more. If you want to jump in, we're talking about spokesperson and pitchman. We lost the Menards guy, and we're just reminiscing about a few others. And the news is up next. Good morning, everybody. How are we this morning? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Wednesday morning. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio right here on Michigan Avenue. Once again, I want to thank Dan Long filling in for Dan Shagru. He had a death in the family, and so he's taking the rest of the week off, and he will be back Monday morning. So I want to thank Dan for filling in. And we are we're talking about spokespersons and pitchmen, and the more memorable ones, both nationally and locally. The Menards guy passed away. He was 91 years old, and he was pretty classic. You don't forget that guy. And then that got me thinking about some of the other classic pitchmen / spokespeople. And we got some texts coming in. We'd love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 630 area code says, what about Tim Allen for Pure Michigan? And Robert signed that. It was Robert, Tim Allen for Pure Michigan. Yeah, he is the pitchman / spokesperson, but he's never on camera. It's just Tim Allen's voice. 219 area code says, how about Dean Richards? Whatever happened to him? LOL. Dino does the, he's currently the voice of Victory Auto Records TV commercial. Yeah, Dino does that commercial, which is, obviously legendary. 316 area code says, I remember Billy Mays representing OxyClean. I always thought something was strange about those ads. He seemed so enthusiastic. I just assumed he was too enthusiastic. Keith in Kansas. Billy Mays. He's the legendary one. Let's see, who are some more? Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons for the sweat to the oldies and dance yourself thin or whatever the hell it was called. He was another one of those guys that was on TV all the time. And I think he made a lot of money with those exercise tapes. Don't you think, Esmeralda? Richard Simmons?
Did
very, very well with those exercises. I mean, he had his own daytime show, his own daytime talk show for a very long time.
Right.
But, like, I think his bread and butter came from those dance and sweat into the oldest.
Oh,
things.
My gosh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. He was memorable, you know.
He's still around,
did you ever
right?
see the... Well, he was in hiding for a while. You remember he had, like, breakdown and he disappeared?
And then someone did a podcast.
Yeah. So weird. I know you were not a Letterman fan. You didn't watch Letterman, but the appearances that Richard Simmons made on Letterman were legendary.
Didn't something catch fire?
No, he came out like dressed as a chicken or something, and Letterman just got a fire extinguisher and just started blowing it at him, like firing off a fire extinguisher.
I think
he wasn't on fire. He wasn't on fire. He was just
I was making food or something. I don't know. That might be someone else. What about, did you talk about Tony Little?
Did not mention Tony Little. He's here. He's the Gazelle.
Is that it?
The Gazelle, I think, was his big one.
I think he had other stuff.
He probably did, but I think the Gazelle was the biggest seller.
Yeah.
And he makes a cameo in the Chuck Norris full body, whatever the hell, gym.
Does he?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's...
To plug the gazelle.
Wait.
Because they're like the same company. So they okay. He did... What's it? Total Body Fitness? What is it called?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what it's called. Body Fitness. Mm-hmm. Workout. And I know this because, like I say, every time I get home from work, it's on.
Yeah,
like
Chuck
I turn
Norris.
On the TV because I always, when I leave the house, I'm always watching like the game show network, the buzzer network. And then for 2 hours in the morning, they don't show game shows and they show infomercials. Yeah. Every time I turn it on, every time I come home, it's, you know what the two
he
are?
He greets you in the morning.
I get to see Chuck Norris.
He's like, hello.
Every morning.
Nick.
And Christy Brinkley.
By the Total Body Fitness.
I'm 79 years old. My wife is 14.
Oh, gosh.
I have to keep in shape. But so. It's either that one. It's like there's like a trio or four that are in rapid circulation. Mm-hmm. Different infomercials. So there's that one. There's the one where you Super Beets, where you drink a concentrated powder of beets.
Yeah.
Mark Spitz is on that one, the famous Olympic gold medal swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about how he used to have to, when he was younger, he would have to eat dehydrated beets, and he hated it.
And why would he have to eat dehydrated beets?
I don't know.
Why not just eat beets?
I don't know. I guess maybe the dehydrated beets are more powerful. You can have less of them.
Right. You could snack on them like chips.
So
that sounds wonderful.
So,
come on, Mark Spitz.
But here's the thing that they do on that commercial, Esmeralda. They go out of their way to tell you that it doesn't taste like beets.
But beets are delicious.
I agree with you. You and I love beets.
I want beets to taste like beets.
Me too. And I was because it sounds like a great product. It's very expensive product.
I mean,
but they were
a lot
like,
of beets.
It's got a lovely fruit taste. And I'm like,
no, what I want a beet taste.
If I'm going to taste something that's supposed to be beet, mm-hmm. I want it beet.
We should buy it and then review it and go, no beet taste.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to have to, you know, we're going to all have to chip in if we're going to buy it. Because it's like a, you know, like it's like a 2 month supply. And I think it's like $150 or something.
And then we'll become super healthy.
Well, you're supposed to help your circulation. It's supposed to help your blood pressure. It's supposed to be like beets are really good for you.
I'll just eat beets,
but you have to eat a lot of them. That's why they have the super concentrated beet thing.
I could do that.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like beets. That's the drawback. I was like all over this item. I was like, oh, maybe I'll order this. And then they said
beets.
No, it doesn't really taste like beets. And I'm like, well, then what the hell?
I want all my juices to taste like beets.
Yeah. Why don't people like beets, Esmeralda? What I don't understand it.
I don't know.
And also, when you prepare them, it looks like you murdered somebody in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah. And then your hands are,
So it's either that one, Chuck Norris. It's either the beet, Super Beets.
Mm-hmm. Get the Copper Chef.
Get the Copper Chef every once in a while, yeah. And then, but the other one is the security cam for your rear view mirror. So that, like, you can see. Like,
oh, that one has an infomercial?
Oh, yeah. It's a half an hour long.
And
it's all about, it's a half an hour long. It's all about how you can capture, like, if you get pulled over for turning left.
Right.
But you were in the right of way, and you could use that and go to court with it and go, here's my video.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, if you want to, like, capture all the cute moments, you can turn the camera around so the kids in the back seat are on the camera, and they're all happy.
Right.
And then you can leave it on while you're away from the car to see if anybody comes and messes with your car.
It just sounds so paranoid.
Yeah, but they take it to a
they
take but the dude but I will say this, they take it to a classic car show, and all these people have these amazing cars.
Yeah.
And they're like, I leave it in my car so nobody comes up and messes with it. I feel much safer. So
someone keys it.
Right. There's no spokesperson for that one, but you got Mark Spitz for the beets.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. No, it's not. Not the copper dude is just a dude. He's not like a celebrity.
Yeah, he's got that weird. Got that little, what do they call that? The little goatee.
The soul patch.
Yeah, he's got a soul patch.
He's got a soul patch. Like he thinks it's 1996.
Ugh. He does the Copper Chef, and then he does the air fryer, and he also does a multi-cooker.
I know the air fryer. I don't think I've seen the multi-cooker. I've seen the air fryer.
The multi-cooker looks like an Instant Pot.
But okay.
It's like their brand.
Oh, I see.
Multi-cooker.
Right.
And they make a bunch of chicken wings in it. They make chicken wings for some dudes that are sitting in a dining room table in the back.
Oh, they're just waiting?
Yeah.
I love the one where the infomercial, I think it's one of the bullets.
I don't know which bullet. The party one.
Where they've got the lady who's got like the shower cap on and she's smoking a cigarette in a bathrobe.
Yeah, that's the classic.
That's my favorite. That's the NutriBullet. Mm-hmm. Show me again how this works. And she's got like a Virginia Slim sticking out of her mouth.
Yeah, the other one, the newer one is, that one's like, and it processes your food to make it magic or whatever. And it's like, you're so healthy, because it's supposed to. They call it like an extract or something
like
that.
The thing is, if all of this stuff worked, because there are so many items, people would live to be 300 years old.
Oh, no, I mean, I believe it.
Yeah.
If you make smoothies, I make smoothies all the time in my NutriBullet.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, the powdered beet thing, that's like, you know, you'll live to be 3,000 years old if you drink beets.
You buy a NutriBullet, throw in the beets.
And then you're all set. And then Mark Spitz will come over to your house.
And you work out on that Chuck Norris thing.
That's right.
300 years old.
That's right.
They should collaborate, all of them, get together and do a whole package deal.
I have to say, it feels like that when I get home. Right. It feels like I'm watching this, all these people, you know. Mm. So, anyway, let's take a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll wrap up the conversation. Everybody hang on. We got some people on hold. Hang on, and we're going to talk more about famous pitchmen and spokespeople. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Studio, Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. Make sure you stick around for that. We have been talking about famous pitch people and spokespersons and remembering the Menards guy who just passed away. So we got some people on the line who want to talk a little bit. Here's Dino on WGN. Hey, Dino.
Yeah, morning.
Morning.
I just remembered, and you probably do too, Empire Carpeting.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who the pitch person was by name, but I know he died maybe about 5 or 6 years ago.
Right. And they use an animated version of him now.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. They have the animated, the Empire's, I can't remember the guy's name, but he was the Empire Carpet guy with the mustache who was the spokesperson forever with Empire. And then when he passed away, they still use his voiceover, and they have an animated version of him come out.
FYI, people actually think that the carpet installers come in and roll out the carpet like that in the commercial.
Like the animated?
Yeah, no joke. My dad used to work for Empire, and people would be dumbfounded that, like, wait, you have to move my furniture? And it's like, yeah, man, what do you think?
Yeah, we got carpeting from a long time ago, my parents, when I was still living at home. We got carpeting from Empire. They did a great job, but yeah, they got to move your furniture. It's wall-to-wall
people
carpeting.
People are dummies.
God. Dino, thanks, man. How about this guy now with the flex stuff?
Oh, I want some of that flex.
But I love, like, he's like cutting holes in boats.
Yeah, and it's still working though. That can't. What movie magic are they going to do? Works.
I know. It's fantastic. And didn't he? And he made like a dune buggy.
Yeah, he glued
out of like flex tape or something.
Yeah, he glued it all back together.
That's fantastic. That guy too is like, oh, this is awesome. Like, he's very excited.
They can put it underwater and it still glues.
The boat thing kills me. That's my favorite thing. It's like, I can put this in my swimming pool. Just slap that right in the water.
He shoots a cannon at a boat.
That's right.
And then they seal it back up. Yeah, that stuff is amazing.
You ever see the commercial? This was not a famous spokesperson or anything. Mm-hmm. It was one of the most idiotic commercials I've ever seen. And it's an old one. You probably have never seen it, but if you can find it on YouTube somewhere. This was from the 70s and, you know, like in the 70s and I think into maybe the early 80s. And it was one of those commercials that showed up like when I was watching Honeymooners reruns on Channel 32 at like 10:30. And it was for press on nails or fake nails.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a guy wearing safety goggles on his eyes.
Oh, gosh.
Standing in a room with a he goes, do your nails shatter like these glass rods? And he's smashing glass rods, like long, thin glass rods. And I'm not making this up. He's like, do your nails smash like these, chip like these glass rods? And he busts like 12 glass rods, and there's shards of glass flying all over the room. Well, then you have to try these nails. And I don't know what the...
Wow.
What the deal was. It's one of my favorite bad commercials of all time, but I mean, I don't know if it's on YouTube or anything.
His message could have come across as just breaking one.
Exactly. You know, when he's standing there, and he's got the goggles on, and glass is flying everywhere, and it's for fake nails. Yeah. It's not.
You'd think he'd at least break 10.
Yeah, no, he was
10 fingers.
He was busting glass rods left and right. and he's like yelling, he's like, do your nails break like these glass shards?
I think the director's glass like, rods. Stop now. Yeah. He's like, no.
I want to keep going. I'm having a lot of fun busting these glass rods. Here's Bill on WGN. Hey, Bill. Bill, you there? Bill? We lost Bill. Bill was calling in about Anita Bryant. Dan, right? Anita Bryant, when she was the spokesperson for Florida Orange Juice.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah, that all went to pot because she became like, she went on this whole tirade of anti-gay.
Oh, boy.
And, she rightfully,
yeah,
justifiably got into a lot of trouble for it and became a target for the gay rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a press conference somewhere. This is legendary. This is pretty legendary. I know this footage of this is available. And everybody hated Anita Bryant because she was just, she was so outspoken against the gay community. At a time when it was more acceptable, unfortunately, because this was the 70s. And,
yeah,
it was more acceptable to say terrible things about minorities and groups and stuff. Mm-hmm. More, it rolled off your back a little bit easier then. But she was at a press conference where she was doing maybe it was a promotion for orange juice. And a gay guy ran out of the audience with a pie and slammed her in the face right in front of the person with a pie. It's legendary footage of the gay guy throwing the pie and not throwing it, going up and boom, smashing her in the face with a pie.
Yeah.
And then a large section of the crowd went and started cheering. It's kind of a legendary moment. It really is a broadcast moment to capture. How about the Juice Man? Do you remember the Juice Man? He had an infomercial in 1996.
Wait, do you mean the Jack LaLanne?
No, a different guy.
Juice,
yeah,
Man.
Yeah.
Mm.
He was an older dude, like Jack LaLanne, but he was the Juice Man.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then finally, do you remember the video professor? You can learn everything you need to know if you become my video professor.
Mm.
Where it was a thing that you would get put on your computer, and it would show you how to do it. It was a video professor.
Oh, I don't remember that one. I remember one where they would teach you mental math.
Oh, yeah.
And they were showing all these kids how to multiply very large numbers.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to get it because I'm not very good at mental math.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to be smart.
How about the, you guys are too young, but it was massive in the 70s, was the Evelyn Wood speed reading courses.
Mm.
Do you remember this at all? Is that strike? Evelyn Wood speed reading, where they were like, you can read a book in 20 minutes, whole book.
I think something came back like that.
There is a process that actually,
yeah,
people do. And I think, and if I'm not mistaken, Dan Shagru took an Evelyn Wood course, just one.
Just one?
Yeah, I guess they had it in school or something for one day just to see what the technique was,
yeah,
like. But in the commercials, everybody would be reading like War and Peace, and they would, every single person would run their finger down the middle of the page,
right,
very quickly. And they would whoop, turn the page, they would finish War and Peace in 20 minutes.
And they would know it?
Yes, and they would say, oh, and the comprehension level is through the roof. Evelyn Wood speed reading course. It was all over the place in the 70s, and they,
yeah,
would offer them at hotel banquet rooms and stuff where, mm-hmm, you could go and learn how to speed read. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I need,
yeah,
my mental math and
70s
speed
were
reading,
weird. It's just, it's a guy smashing glass rods and reading fast. All right, we got to run. Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
All right, yeah, with Triple Play Thursday and more for tomorrow. The news is coming up after this.